A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The gaming industry is sure a weird and wonderful place. At one end, you've got games that are so profoundly brilliant that they influence games for years to come. And then at the other end, there's a place where games are so truly awful and have such terrible ideas, they and the people behind them should be ashamed of themselves. There are so many examples of games and gaming companies throughout the years that have completely dropped the ball. Let's take a look, shall we? I'm Ben Roy from WhatCulture.com, and this is 10 video games that should be ashamed of themselves. Number 10. Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2. So what do you do when you absolutely nail the Jedi power fantasy and deliver one of the best Star Wars games ever made? Well, in the case of Force Unleashed 2, you just make a carbon copy or scrape up all the leftovers and put them into a pot and hope it works. The Force Unleashed 2 was such a weird game as it could have been such a great follow-up, but it just seems this game was stretched out DLC. It's so unfortunate that Force Unleashed 2 went down this route, as a bit more time in the oven could have really made this one shine. Now, this game looked great, but it didn't add anything in terms of gameplay. Well, maybe an extra lightsaber here and there. For what was a really short experience, this game became a slog very quickly. The storyline for this one was bare-boned as it was cobbled together in a few weeks, rather than almost a year like the first game. And for Star Wars fans, this was such a disappointment. If EA didn't do what EA does, you know, rush things out, we could have had such a phenomenal game here. Number 9. BMX Triple X. Now imagine what it must have been like to be in the pitch meeting for this game. After the huge success of Tony Hawk's, where to go next? Let's get off the skateboard and get on the BMX, right? Now, other BMX titles had tried to copy the formula of Tony Hawk's, but some developers didn't think that was edgy enough. And though never confirmed, but it was highly rumored that, BMX Triple X was made from the leftovers of another BMX game, with Activision deciding to make it a bit more raunchier to boost the sales. Yes, that actually happened. The BMXing was almost an afterthought after this, as the entire game's concept was around the Triple X mantra. The game itself even included topless female characters, and also included live-action strippers as a reward. Yes, honestly, that was a thing that really happened. Dave Mirra was originally attached to the game, but went to court to make sure that wasn't a thing anymore. And amazingly, this game was censored on PS2, but when it came to the Nintendo, it wasn't. So those who had a GameCube were treated to naked breasts. Number 8. E.T. The Extraterrestrial. Now, this game might be one of the most infamous in all of video game history. The guys over at Atari made a game so bad, so awful, that not only did they have to bury so many copies in the desert, it almost killed the video game industry forever. And this is the definition of a lazy movie tie-in. It had the crappiest graphics available at the time, and the worst controls. The most E.T. thing about this was the cover art. The game launched way back in 1992 for the Atari 2600, and had players take control of E.T. himself and find bits of a broken phone. This thing barely looked like E.T. and it was just a confusing mess. You had to navigate this weird blob thing that was meant to be E.T. into Wells, all in the namesake of getting home. But now it feels like E.T. was trying to bury his own game in the desert. In 2014, people went to the New Mexico desert only to uncover 728,000 copies of this game. Yes, 728,000. This has to be one of the biggest fails in video games ever. Number 7. Fahrenheit. Even though it reviewed quite well, playing Fahrenheit is just embarrassing from the very start, and it starts off well as a strange thriller with supernatural elements. But before you know it, it descends into complete and utter nonsense involving aliens, a Matrix-style fight scene that makes no sense, and a giant bug attacking you while you dodge it using QuickTime events. Oh, and also at one point a woman falls in love with a dead bloke. This is all completely bonkers stuff, and you have to wonder what happened to the story for it to fall off the rails this much. When you finish the game, you've got ask yourself, what just happened? And to be fair, those at Quantic Dreams probably don't have a clue themselves. And it's a real shame too. Number 6. Superman 64. Now the real question should be, how do you make a good Superman game? His only weakness apart from love is kryptonite, so do you equip everyone with kryptonite, or do you have Superman just destroy fools left, right and center? We've seen from books and comics and movies that he's invincible pretty much, and nothing of this earth can actually stop him. Now I'm sure there is one comic where something from this earth stops him, but you know what I mean. And when it came to Superman 64, not only did they fail to make a good Superman game, but they they might have made one of the worst games of all time. All you do is navigate Superman through hoops. Yes, that's it. You fly through hoops in the entire game, pretty much. Through some of the worst, blockiest, and foggy environments the Nintendo 64 could give you. This is sometimes broken up by some brief combat sections, but they're brief and they're terrible. And not only that, but the entire concept of this game is, well, rubbish and boring. Despite it being terrible, this game shipped over 500,000 copies. So yep, that's right, over 500,000 people were subject to this trash, purely because Superman was on the box. Number 5. Hotel Mario and the Zelda CDI games. When you think of Mario, you think of the highest quality games out there. You know, the Nintendo seal of approval. That never steered us wrong, right? And then with Zelda, it's pretty much the same thing. Sure, both of these franchises have loyal fans, but there's a good reason behind it. Mario and Zelda have been pillars of Nintendo for as long as we can remember now. But along the way, there's been a few missteps. And in the case of Hotel Mario, well, this is very much a big misstep. And this is mainly because Nintendo didn't develop this game, and instead they handed it off to Philips Interactive to create an adventure-based game based on the Mario property. And yes, of course, the result was awful. The game is full of terrible animated cutscenes, and it was all stitched together in such a bizarre way. And somehow after this, Philips were allowed to create free Zelda games as well, which were equally terrible. Now, we don't know if this was the limitations of the CDI at the time, but this is Mario and Zelda we're talking about. So I'm gonna blame it on the sheer incompetence of the developers. Number 4. Duke Nukem Forever. Now, you know you're scraping the absolute bottom of the barrel when you're picking up a turd out of the toilet and using it to write on things. And then you know when you've broken through the bottom of the barrel, hit bedrock and created an achievement for this act. And what makes this even worse is it took 15 years to develop this game. This is one of the most infamous games to be in development hell, and it really shouldn't have crawled out of that place. This one was incredibly crass, it was terribly unfunny, and it played like a turd. Duke Nukem Forever is the epitome of a game that should have been left to die. Duke Nukem Forever features a level where you have to take Duke and kill abducted women because they're impregnated of aliens. And the same level featured slappable boobs on the wall. And if any game should hang their head in shame, it's this one. Number 3. Cyberpunk 2077. Back in the day of 2020, we thought Bethesda were bad. At one point, they were the hero and everyone loved them. They couldn't do no wrong even if their games were a bit glitchy. And then it's been 100 years since Skyrim came out and we got Fallout 4, which wasn't exactly perfect. And then after that, we got Todd Howard in his brown leather jacket giving us Fallout 76, which itself was a nuclear piece of trash. In the same year that Fallout 4 came out, so did The Witcher 3, made by CD Projekt Red. And with that single game, they were the new standard bearer for RPGs. For many years, CDPR could do no wrong, and everyone worshipped the ground they walked on. That was until Cyberpunk launched in 2020. Clearly, this one was never ready for full release, and probably should have never come out on last gen. A year later, and these games barely run on PS4 and Xbox One. You've all seen the footage, the weird glitches, the bad graphics, and everything causing crashes. To put it in perspective, CDPR have been working to fix this game for almost an entire year now. So maybe they should have delayed it one more time, eh? And this is a lesson to everyone out there. Just delay a game until it's ready. Number 2. UDraw. Back in the heyday of the Nintendo Wii, we had weird and wonderful peripherals which were all the rage. Why not add an entirely pointless tennis racket to your Wiimote? Or make it look like a golf club? Just cause. And of course, there was an abundance of plastic instruments, clogging up everyone's cupboard. And not wanting to be left out, someone at THQ thought it'd be good to jump on this bandwagon and unleash UDraw upon the world. Essentially a gaming graphics tablet, the UDraw peripheral was a piece of garbage. Nobody was interested in this peripheral, and THQ went on to make so many of them that they had a whopping 1.4 million unsold in a warehouse somewhere. This led to an approximately $100 million loss. THQ was already in trouble at the time, and this really sunk the ship. THQ is back in some respects now, but this has to be one of the worst investments of all time. And number 1, Grand Theft Auto The Trilogy The Definitive Edition. Now I'm gonna be honest and pull back the curtain for a moment. When this list was first in the concept stage, the Trilogy Definitive Edition wasn't out yet. But as it hit digital stores and then broke some digital stores, it was quite clear this was a buggy mess. Clean up the controls, make the graphics look a bit better, and there you are. But those over at Take-Two and Rockstar gave this one to Grove Street Games. Now the game's in our hands, we can see the graphics are terrible, and it wasn't finished. This game was run for an algorithm and it doesn't feel like human hands ever touched this one. The whole thing is a ridiculous cash grab, and Rockstar should be ashamed. Now, this hasn't sullied the GTA name, but it certainly left us wary in the future, especially as a GTA 4 remaster is rumored to be in the works as well. At the very least, Rockstar need to go into this one and fix it themselves. This was meant to be a great trip down memory lane, but instead it was a horrible nostalgic nightmare.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.